everybody get, let's see here. I have to get my special thing here.
Oh, a plant.
Ooh, a plant. That's right. That's right. All right.
Plants.
Everybody, hey, how are you doing? Have a sweet seat. Seat, sweetheart. That's what I meant to say. All right. Y'all listen up. I'm going to be talking in the sermon this morning about gardening. I'm going to say this right up front. I am a terrible gardener, okay? We don't do well at our house, and this is a prime example. This is a mum, right? I bet y'all knew that. I didn't know that, but well, I do know that. I just said it's a mum. There's a problem with this mum. What is the problem with this mum? Yes, sir.
It's dead.
It's not dead.
It's like not alive. It's not bloomed out.
It's not bloomed out. Now, here's the interesting. Yes, ma'am.
It's wilting because it's starting to be falling winter because of
wind. That's close, but this is complicated, but just listening. Okay. This plant is very much alive, and it has already had many beautiful blooms, okay? You see these little areas right here? That's where it used to be a bloom. And here's the problem. I have neglected to do this, to make it bloom. Yes?
Some people don't plant it very good because it doesn't grow. It doesn't turn out very good.
Yeah. True. But that everybody, listen up. Here it is. Here's the secret. What is the secret to getting this thing to bloom more? Where are my scissors? Oh, right here. This is it. Look what I got to do, guys. You cut off the dead blooms. And do you know what will happen?
They'll grow back.
And they'll do what?
Grow back.
They'll bloom. Now, here's another cool thing. So, Miss Julie needs to do this when we get home. Okay, here's another cool deal. I am in charge of this. I guess I'm the vine dresser. I'm supposed to, the gardener. Something just flew on me. This is basil. Okay? And basil, you cook with it, I think. This is Mrs. Ashburn's, and you cook. And it's a flower, kind of. But here's what I'm supposed to have done that I haven't done. I need to prune it. See, there's some leaves that are dead, and you're supposed to pull off. And I read on this morning. I am pruning. I'm taking off some of the dead flowers and even some of the good flowers right over here. And if I do that, I need to go through and take a bunch of these things off. It's supposed to be fuller and better because I pruned it. Now, here's the reason I'm telling you all this. The Bible, can you smell that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Okay, now listen up. Listen, in the Bible, in John chapter 15, verse 2, it says this. It says, talking about God, that He prunes the branches so they do bear much fruit, so they will even produce more fruit. In other words, there are times in your life when God will allow things to happen to you to make you better as a Christian. All Christians, y'all listen up, all Christians need to be pruned every now and then. Okay? You get in trouble at home. It's not because you're a bad kid. It's because your parents want you to be a better kid. They prune you a little bit. Okay.
Mimi has flowers.
God also. That's right. God wants to prune us, and we need to understand that He wants us to be fruitful, because that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Okay? So you pay attention to the sermon, do your outline, and we're going to learn about pruning today. Okay?
That made me think of the song at Camp Silent.
You know, I may let you help me with that in a second. Okay, how many of y'all went to Camp Siloam? Okay? And can we do it? Verse 5, it says, ready? I am?
You are the branches.
A little louder.
I am the vine, you are the branches.
A little louder.
I am the vine, you are the branches.
We are the branches. God is the vine. Okay, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray they would remember that you are the vine and they're their branches, and if they stay connected to you, they will bear much fruit. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.